We do have Isabella from Pittsburgh Kappa. Also with us today, represented Carrick, Alderdice, and Brashear. And we're going to be talking about the Pittsburgh Promise. And before we do so, I would like you to just get a sense of who's here with us. So we're going to allow each person to introduce themselves. And if you could please tell us the neighborhood you're from, where you're going to be going to school, what you're going to be studying, and any shout outs you might have. And we have to start from one of the two. We don't have to, but we're going to start with you. Hi.
Hi. My name is Bridget O'Neill. I live in Brookline in the city. I'm going to be going to Penn State Barron next year to study marketing. And I guess I'd like to shout out my grandparents and my family and my boyfriend that's back home watching.
And what's his name?
Shane.
Nice to have you here. And let's see who's next to you. You can just pivot that over.
Hi, I'm Austin. I'm a senior at Alderdice, and I live in Highland Park. And next year, I'm going to Pitt, Maine to study biology. And not sure if my dad is awake right now, but I'll shout him out.
Would you like us to call him? We could see.
Okay. No, it's fine.
Might be fun. Now, you confused me since your last name is the same as the first name of the guy your school's named after.
Oh.
And I was thinking we had a typo in our notes for a minute.
No, I'm Austin Taylor. I got two first last names.
Yeah. It's nice to meet you. And let's see who's next to you.
Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Alderdice. And next year I'm going to Pitt, Maine to study mechanical engineering.
Excellent. Any shout-outs or hellos?
Yeah, I'd like to shout out my family and my girlfriend, Lexi.
Hi, I'm Calvin Ecker from Carrick High School, and I live in Brookline. And I'm going to Pitt, Maine to study social work next year. And I'd like to shout out my mom, my sister, and my friends.
Hi, I'm Becca Richardson. I live in Sheridan. I'm going to Pitt, Maine next year to study chemistry. And I want to shout out my mom for giving birth to me.
That about covers everything.
Hi, I'm Isabella Victoria. I'm a senior at Kappa. I'm from Greenfield, and next year I'm going to be going to Ohio State University to study health science.
Hi, I'm Sarah Jackson from New Homestead. I'm a senior at Alderdice, and I'll be going to Robert Morris next year to study marketing. And shout out to my family, my friends, Austin and Jeff.
They would be, that's a pretty short shout out there. They're right here. What an interesting range of majors you have. You're covering a lot of different subjects and topics. And for people that aren't familiar with the Pittsburgh Promise, and I'd like to do this just sort of as a discussion where you all can lead it and pop in as you see fit. Does anybody want to sort of describe the basics and kind of when you first learned about the Promise and how it works? Not you don't have to get into the specifics, but the basic way that it works.
I can, if no one else wants to.
Isabella's using her radio experience, having been here before.
So the Pittsburgh Promise is a scholarship that helps students that go to Pittsburgh Public Schools with their post-secondary education. And I personally have been hearing about the Promise since I was in kindergarten. So it's been like, it's always been sort of a presence like throughout elementary school, middle school, and high school.
When you heard about it in kindergarten, did you project ahead and think about college?
Definitely not. But like I knew all along that it was like going to be very helpful regardless.
How did other folks hear about it early on in your schooling? Was it brought up to you fairly early?
Yeah, I definitely heard about the Promise when I was really young. My mom made it a point to keep my siblings and I in Pittsburgh Public Schools just because it was such a great opportunity for after high school.
Anybody else remember And then there's it's important to keep your grades at a certain level in order to qualify too, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, it's at least a 2.5, right?
Yeah.
So like, I think that's a C average, and then you get the promise. So
that's excellent. How do you think your life might be different without the promise? It seems to me it does two things. For one, it gets you thinking about post-secondary education earlier, right? So you start to explore the world of work. Does that, or the world of post-secondary ed, does that happen earlier, do you think, than some of your peers in other schools because they've already got you thinking about the money part of it and the scholarship part?
I feel like maybe I should move closer. Okay. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say it would get some people to, like, think about it earlier. I mean, I know I've always been one to keep up my grades, but I guess, like, whenever people, like, start realizing the price of college, like, more in high school and stuff, then they become a little bit more serious about their grades, and they're like, oh, maybe, you know, I should actually try in this class.
Now, your major is?
Chemistry.
That's what I thought. At Pitt,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And when did you know you wanted to study chemistry?
Probably, I don't know, ever since I was young, I was always kind of like thought chemistry was cool, even though I never really understood it. And in 10th grade, I had like a really good teacher, Mr. Vernaccio, and he was like pretty much the only reason why
Amen.
I like chemistry so much. So I was just like, you know, we'll just go into this field and see what happens.
Well, that's great. That's at Pittsburgh for sure, mm-hmm. right? Will you be living on campus?
Yes.
Terrific. And Pitt's got a great chemistry program.
Mm-hmm.
Really, all the schools you've picked are terrific. Do you think you could, is the promise enabling you to go, or is it simply making it less risky or helping to make sure you or your folks are in less debt?
Both.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Because that's really a big part of it, right? Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to get out of school with so much debt.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of, and actually, Calvin, you chose social work,
yes,
right?
I did.
Which is a really important field. There are others, I guess what I'm curious about is the majors you picked. Did you think about starting salaries and what kind of job market there was, or were you more focused on things that you're passionate about? Or maybe it's a combination. And I chose you to start, Calvin, because I don't think you're going to study social work unless you have a passion for social work.
Yeah, so one of the first reactions always when I tell people that I want to go into social work is that, oh my God, that doesn't make a lot of money. I don't want to say I don't care about the money. Money's always nice. But I have gone through the foster and adoption system, and I'm also part of the LGBT community, and I'm a big believer in being who you needed when you were younger. So me going into social work kind of is giving back to what I might have not had when I was younger.
That's great.
Tearjerker.
Oh, yeah.
Now, as being, if I could add, are you still in foster care now?
No, I'm officially adopted. I was officially adopted at the beginning of high school.
That's terrific, because it can be really difficult if you are in the foster care system to find scholarship money, from what I understand, or to secure loans, because there isn't a natural co-signer for your loans sometimes. Do you know much about that?
I know that sometimes it depends on age. So, like, when you're an adult, you can kind of sign for yourself. But there are also lots of scholarships out there if you went through the system and through certain adoption organizations. Like, they have their own scholarships that the kids who worked with them can apply for.
That's great. You're going to be a good social worker, I have a feeling. How about the rest of you in terms of trying to weigh your own passion versus what you might be able to do once you get your degrees? Any thoughts about that?
I can speak a little bit. So, like, my major for now is biology, and the plan is to then go into medical school to become a doctor.
This is Austin.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And Like, when I first decided on it, it wasn't, like, a passionate thing. It wasn't like, oh, I want to save lives. Well, like, a little bit. But as I, like, done more research and learned, like, the different possibilities that I could do and, like, the different fields I can go into, it's, like, really just piqued my interest, and I want to, like, go further and further into it and do more with it.
It's a lot of work. Have you talked to any doctors, or do you know any that...
I'm, like, supposed to go shadow one at Allegheny General soon. And I've been watching a lot of, like, doctor movies and a lot of, like... I haven't watched, like, Grey's Anatomy or anything yet. But, like, I watched this one who... I forget his name. It was, but he's, like, he had, like, a clown nose and, like...
Oh, Patch his,
like,
Adams.
Yes, Patch Adams. Yeah. I love that movie. So, it's, like...
That's a real doctor also.
Which was really cool. And it was... So, it's just, like, just seeing doctors like him and then, like, seeing the other kinds. Like, if I could... I want to be a doctor like him who, like, brings joy and health.
How about you, Bridget? It's business, right?
Yeah.
And did you think much sort of playing the practicality of your major versus your passion?
Well, I kind of just took an idea of, I spent high school thinking a lot. I've gone back and forth with majors a lot. I did look at the money side of it, but that definitely wasn't all of it. I just realized that I really enjoyed math classes instead of, say, like, I suck at science, so it's definitely not biology. So I guess you could say it was kind of passion because it's something I enjoyed, and I guess marketing uses the creativity side too, because with advertising and all that. So I think that's just the best fit for me.
That's great. It's pretty hard to expect that at the age of 17 or 18, you're supposed to pick a major that is going to lead to a college degree. And some schools you can change a little bit more easily than others. What about you, Jeff? Was it fairly immediate for you knowing what you wanted to do?
Yeah, it was. Like, ever since I was a kid, I've been interested in cars and, like, taking stuff apart and building things and stuff like that. So I just decided to pick a major where I could do that, and where I like.
Yeah, Jeff, like I fit in. If you don't recall, it's mechanical engineering for him, also at Pitt.
Yeah,
right?
Pitt.
Yeah, and Pitt's a great engineering school.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get much help in high school in terms of guiding you into, like, did you know mechanical engineering was it, or did you get some help in figuring out that here's what you can do if you really like taking things apart, building, etc.
Yeah. I sort of decided by myself, but then, like, my teachers and stuff like that, they definitely support me. Yeah, one of my teachers, Dr. Waddock, she really, like, helps me. She, like, got me into labs at Pitt. So I already work in, like, engineering departments at Pitt, and I do research and stuff like that.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, she really supports me. She's one of, like, my biggest influences, one of the biggest reasons, besides my family, that I'm doing mechanical engineering.
If you're just joining us, these are Pittsburgh Public Schools Promise Scholars who are here with us representing four different schools, Kappa, Brashear, Alderdice, and Carrick. And we're really happy to have everybody here with us. Who haven't we heard from about why you chose the major that you chose? I don't think we've talked to Sarah yet, have we? Everyone's pointing at you, Sarah. Everybody in unison.
So, like Bridget said, marketing is, like, you know, releasing your creative side, and it's more so, like, working with numbers, too. So, I was always good at math, and, yeah, so I felt like marketing would be there.
Excellent. I didn't think we heard from everybody, right? Oh, no, we didn't hear from Isabella.
So the
you
major...
You need a better marketer, so I really... Now, your major... Don't tell me. It's hard to remember all of them. I forget.
It was health science.
Thank you.
Yeah. So for me, it was sort of starting, like, rooting in, like, what I like to do, and then moving that into, like, where I can put that, like, in the workforce, like, the working world. So I'm really interested in, like, being active and, like, working with people one-on-one. So I think that working, like, in a health science department, I'm not sure exactly, like, where I want to go with that degree yet, but we'll be able to combine what I'm passionate about.
Now, interestingly, I think some people assume that if you go to Pittsburgh Kappa, creative and performing arts is the Kappa, that you're destined for Broadway or a Pulitzer or a symphony orchestra. That's not necessarily true whatsoever, and you're an example of that. What drew you to Kappa?
So I'm a writer at Kappa. I'm in literary arts. And so what drew me to Kappa was actually some of my friends in the grade above me going there and really just like raving about all the opportunities they have to just sort of be in contact with the arts and like experience different medias, like whether it's through music, watching performances, looking at visual art. So I was just really interested in that. And I think even if I'm not going into the arts in college, I think it'll always be something that's like in the back of my mind.
I think being an exceptional writer and being able to speak, as all of you are, to speak, not just being able to speak, but being able to speak clearly as you are great skills for anything you do in the world, working or otherwise. I'm going to ask you each one last question in a second, but I want to turn back to Calvin. I noticed that you sort of gave a little thumbs up when I mentioned Carrick. And do you think Carrick sometimes gets left out?
I don't think that we get left out. I do think that we don't have the best reputation, and I think it's good that not just me, but there are other students doing awesome things at Carrick that we're trying to turn that reputation around before we graduate.
You know, it's the only Pittsburgh public high school I have not been to. And there's no reason. I'm not sure why that's the case, but I haven't been to Carrick.
Yeah.
So that's good that you're representing. How many students will be in your graduating class, roughly?
My graduating class has around 140 students.
For Kappa, do you know how many?
We are also going to have around 140 students.
And Brashear, I think, is a little bigger, right? That's got to be closer to 500, 4 or 5?
No, it's about 300 in our graduating class.
Like 286 or something like that last time.
I don't know. I don't look at the paper.
Yeah, that's right. Because there's about 1,200. And what about Dice?
It's like 325.
Okay. Well, the question I wanted to ask you, it's not hopefully too big a question, but you've got like a 7th or 8th grader in front of you. What advice might you give them either with respect to the promise or simply school life or teen life? I'll give you a minute to think about it while I just remind people they're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ Grove City, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, WOHM Charleston, KRFC Fort Collins, WMCK.FM McKeesport, Radio Phoenix, .org, and IQKidsRadio.org, and SLVRadio.org. See how I did two things at once? So why don't we start with you, Sarah? We'll work backwards from the beginning. Anything come to mind?
I do know that it's always important to use your resources. Like, don't wait till the last minute. If something is handed to you, take that advantage. And always don't be scared to ask for help with anything.
Excellent thoughts. Isabella?
I was going to say something really similar to what Sarah said. I was just going to say that in like middle school and especially high school, there are a lot of opportunities to get involved with things just like we are like with the Promise Ambassador Program. And I think that good advice would be to always look for those opportunities and take advantage of them because they're going to help you not only build a resume, but give you a lot of experience. And also, yeah, don't be afraid to ask for help. I think that's really important as well.
I think that's good advice throughout all of life. People generally like to help other people. I think they feel good when they're asked to help.
Yeah, definitely.
Becca, what about you?
I know for the Pittsburgh Promise, it's like you need 90% attendance to get the promise. But like every now and then, it's okay to like take a day off and like relax. And like I think a lot of people don't think they can do that because they're so worried about their attendance.
And Calvin?
I would just say to always, always, always be yourself. And with that thing, good things will always follow.
My advice would be to start preparing for college as early as you can, because whenever you get our age, it's all going to like hit you at one time. You're going to get overwhelmed. So I think if you start preparing early, that'll help you lighten the load and make a better decision.
That's everybody's had such great advice. And excuse me, that was Jeff, and now here's Austin.
My word of advice would be to not let others, like your peers or anything, hold you back, and like don't worry about what other people think about you. Just do you and be great.
Yeah, sometimes there's peer pressure to not succeed, or people might make fun of you because you are reaching, I don't mean you personally, but to be a doctor, it's like, what? You want to go to school for 12 years or 16 years? That's really a great insight. Bridget?
I think it's extremely important to have a good relationship with your teachers. It sometimes can make or break how you do in a class. Like Becca said, Mr. Vernaccio definitely helped her with chemistry a lot and helped me pass that class. I have great relationships with teachers that have helped me with everything through high school outside of class. Like my assistant principals helped me with a lot. My yearbook teachers helped me with a lot more than yearbook. It's really important to have a good relationship.
Do either of any of you have Mr. Graham? No? Gosh.
Yeah, that was the year below us.
That was the
year.
Even
next year.
I was wondering if you had him or not. I was with him in social studies, and a great teacher. Is there anything else any of you would like to say? Congratulations. And I hope seriously that you'll keep in touch with us if you're back to let us know how your first semester went. You got to be pretty excited.
Yeah.
anything else to add? Just want to be sure I didn't miss anything. That's okay. Well, thank you and congratulations. The Pittsburgh Promise, I know what we should add. If you go to pittsburghpromise.org, you can make a donation to the scholarship fund. Last week, we had students who were on the walk to raise money for the Promise. There were a lot of Brashear students, in fact, walking. I'm sure all schools were represented. But you, as an adult, whether a resident of Pittsburgh or not, can make a donation, or perhaps recommend that a company or foundation make a donation, because it's really a remarkable thing. A lot of people have banded together to create a civic scholarship for Pittsburgh public school students that is making a big difference. It's helping kids choose Pittsburgh public schools, choose to get good grades, and hopefully choose to live here once they get the education that they get. Thanks so much to all of you for being with us.
Thank you.
Take care.